7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are going to work together to try and make up for the lost time that Mother Nature has given us. Boy, we've had a lot of rain and cloudy weather and cool temperatures, and things are just not growing the way that they should. And if they're growing, they're growing too tall. And things are beginning to flop over because the plants are stretching for the light. Not much we can do about that on some plants. But if you have, for example, your tall growing perennials, delphinium, hollyhocks, these get tall. And you may want to start thinking about putting some stakes and some string to hold them together. Because they stretch for the sunlight, they're taller than normal, and once the flower begins to open on those buds, they're going to flop over. So let's get those plants staked. That will help a great deal. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Joe from Rhode Island with a question about his apple trees.
Joe from Rhode Island, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have
two questions
for you today, okay? Two brand new apple trees planted in the spring. Noticing that on all the leaves, they have like a bright yellow orange dot on them. I don't know what's happening there. And my second question is there anything that replaces messenger?
Okay. On your fruit trees, have you been spraying them at all?
No.
No. Okay. If you want good apples and good trees, you need to have a spraying program. And, you know, when you go to store, you buy the apples and you say, oh, I can grow them. Yes, you can. But any good orchard will spray their trees every 2 weeks. So what you need to do, Joe, is you need to buy a product called Organocide, O-R-G-A-N-O-C-I-D-E. Organocide is an all-natural fruit, tree, and berry spray. It was developed for the citrus industry in Florida. They tried it in the Northeast, and it works incredible. So it's totally organic. It will take care of insects and disease on your tree at the same time. And you should get into the habit that every 2 weeks you spray your tree with it, and it will prevent and stop what's happening on your plant right now. If you don't, the spotting will get more numerous, especially after all the rain and cloudy weather we've had, and some of those leaves will start to fall. If the foliage comes off the plant, the tree cannot manufacture food to become stronger and better able to make apples down the road. So it really is important that you treat these apples on a regularly scheduled basis, and after a period of rain like we've just had, rain Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and part of Saturday, you need to reapply it. If you do that, your leaves will stay clean, your plant will be more able to grow and to mature. And it will take 3 to 5 years when you plant a new apple tree for it to be able to hold the fruit that develops on that plant. Feed it in the spring. If you can in the fall, that's great, but it should be fed every single spring. And you can either use plant tone or tree tone fertilizer, and it will take care of your apple tree. And my mind just went blank. I forgot what your second question is. One of those mornings. I apologize, Joe. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Dina with a question about her his parsley. I'm sorry.
Good morning. What's happening with the parsley this morning?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I got a parsley plant, and it was still in the pot. And then I went out the next day, and there were caterpillars, what looked like caterpillars, that ate a lot of it. And they were kind of a bright green stripe. And I'm wondering what they are and how to prevent them.
Okay. It is a common caterpillar, and it does prefer parsley, but it will also go onto basil and oregano.
Wow.
And the best thing for you to do, and the safest, because you're going to be eating these, is you want to use a product called Spinosad, and it's spelled S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad is a bacteria that was found in the Caribbean, and you apply it to the foliage, and it will kill every caterpillar that attacks your garden. It is an absolutely incredible product. It's not a chemical. It's a naturally occurring bacteria that develop from a rum factory. They were dumping all of that sediment. They would make the rum, take the liquid out, and the sediment in the bottom was being dumped behind this distillery in the Caribbean. And a chemist from Dow on vacation noticed that all of the plants in that area had no insect problems on them, but the plants a few feet away were full of holes. They took soil sample. They found this microbe in it. They had never seen it before. And they now commercially raise it. And it is incredible. The old bacteria or microbe that we had was called Bacillus tuberigiensis, or they called it BT. And BT is still around. It's a good product, but it only kills the caterpillars when they are small. The Spinosad will kill them when they are large as well as small. And if you take the Spinosad, you apply it to your tomatoes, it will kill that green hornworm. If you put it on your broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage, it will kill the cabbage looper. And it also works wonderful on potatoes. If you're growing potatoes and you get that Colorado potato beetle, it will kill the Colorado potato beetle. So, go to the garden center, ask for Spinosad. It's made by Fertiloam and made by Bonide. Bonide calls it Captain Jack. But both companies have a great product, Spinosad. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mike from Cape Cod with a question about controlling white pines.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you?
Morning, Paul. I have a large parcel of property, and I got a lot of white pines, a lot of big ones and a lot of small ones. I was wondering if I could top or control the smaller ones so they don't get big, so they stay bushy.
Oh, sure. Yeah. If you go into your area, and all you need is a very sharp machete type knife, that would be much easier than taking hedge shears and pruning them. All of the commercial Christmas tree growers, that's what they use. They don't use shears. They use knives and a machete with a very sharp point on it. And the other thing that you will need is some turpentine. And the reason is your knife will eventually have pitch on it. And so you take a rag with some turpentine, and you rub the knife on the rag, and it will dissolve the pitch, keeping the blade sharper and cleaner. And right now, all of your white pine have new growth on it about a foot long, and they call them candles when they're small. Right now, they're big candles. You can take your machete, go out there, and cut these candles in half, which means you'll have half the new growth, and your plants will be a lot thicker, a lot fuller, and when the buds form, they'll form lower on the plant, giving you a more dense looking white pine. But use a machete with a real sharp edge on it and shear away.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal really levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Okay, yeah, it's...
When making making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. The rain has stopped. That's a good thing. All we need now is the sun. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elzada from Massachusetts with a question about caterpillars.
Elzada, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. The caller, the lady caller that you had a couple of minutes ago called about caterpillars on her parsley?
Yes.
Well, I had the same experience. In fact, every year I get it. But 2 years ago, I brought in a parsley plant to winter over in the house. And come spring, in warmer weather, a butterfly, a blue swallowtail butterfly, opened up in the house. And it fluttered around. I couldn't figure out what it was. And that's what it was. I get these every year. The caterpillar is bright green, and as it grows, it gets black stripes on it. And I usually put aside a plant every year just for the butterflies, and they leave the other ones alone. They seem to prefer curly parsley.
Yes, yes. I've had the same problem, and you're right. It's if you've got enough parsley for yourself and you're willing to sacrifice the plant to feed it, you can have something that is very, very unique. And I do something in my yard, and my neighbors think I'm crazy, but I have right on the corner of one of my gardens coming into the driveway, I have milkweed that comes in. And most everybody pulls the milkweed out of their garden. I leave it in this one particular area for the monarch butterfly. And it's a crazy looking caterpillar, a couple of inches long, full of stripes on it. And it feeds on the milkweed. And milkweed is a weed. It does have a pretty little kind of a pinky type flower on it. But I allow the milkweed to grow in this particular garden just so that when the milkweed is able to become a food source for the caterpillar, that will give you this beautiful monarch butterfly. So you look at it two ways. If that's your only plant and you really want the parsley, You can either treat it with the spinosad. You can hand pick them if it's only one or two and dispose of it. Or you can sacrifice that plant to give you one beautiful looking butterfly. And you sacrifice the parsley plant. I sacrifice milkweed, and we both get the same result. It depends what you want to do and how much room you have in your garden. So you have choices. Let the plant get devoured and have beautiful butterflies. Sacrifice the plant by doing that, or hand pick it. Use a organic method like spinosad, or use a chemical that would take care of it. So you have choices. You have to decide what you want to do in your garden. It is up to you. So if you only have one plant and it's being devoured, maybe you can pick it up and put it on a different plant in your garden if it's creating a nuisance. You have to decide. Only you has that decision to make. And either way, it will work real well for you. But, you know, you sacrifice the parsley. I sacrifice and grow milkweed, which I don't particularly like in a flower garden, but it does serve a purpose and gives me some enjoyment down the road. And that's what gardening is all about. If we can help you, the number is 800-259-9231. Don't get discouraged because of all the rain. Your plants will catch up to what's happening out there, and it will get better. Also, mark your calendar. July 16th is the big garden tour in Kennebunk. And last year we had about 1,200 people that came to the garden tour. It was a great day, a great time, some wonderful gardens. And if you want to see Kennebunk and Kennebunkport, this is a great opportunity, some wonderful gardens, and all the proceeds go to Abused Children Program. The website is www.kidsfreetogrow.org. Phone number 207-985-5975. 207-985-5975. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Camille with a question about her rhododendron.
Camille, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I'm a first-time caller. I stumbled across your radio show about a month ago, and I'm hooked.
Thank you.
So I really enjoy it. But my question has to do with my rhododendron, which has grown by leaps and bounds this summer. How do I go about trimming it back, and what time of the year is the best to do this?
Okay. Rhododendron is a plant that a lot of us, especially if you have a new house and it was there when you got there, then you have no idea how big it's going to get. And sometimes we go to the nursery and we buy a plant because of the color, and we don't investigate on how big it's going to get. And that can be a problem. So what you need to do is, if it's getting to be too big, it does need to be pruned every 2 or 3 years to control the size, especially if it's a kind of a pinky lavender. Your pinky lavenders, rhododendrons, your more common ones, can get big. They're talking 8-10 feet or more. So if it's in front of a window, it doesn't take long before you can't see outside anymore. The best time to prune a rhododendron is as the flowering cycle is coming to an end. And what I do on mine to control the size any branch that does not have any blossoms on it, I prune them early. I cut them back. The ones that have a blossom on them, as soon as the flower is beginning to look a little tired, a little dirty, then I cut back that branch. Now, if you look at your plant, the new growth grows like the letter L. It will grow up in kind of a loop to it. You'll look back and there's another loop and a third loop. So they grow anywhere from 6 to 12 inches. And on top of that new growth, another 6 to 12 inches. So you can cut it back 2 or 3 years growth. And if you can do that pruning before the new growth develops, the buds that are left are dormant. They will break open and they will produce new foliage for you. And what I try and do on large plants that you want to cut back and control the size, I do it over a 3-year period. And I will cut a branch here, a branch there, so that it doesn't look like I have pruned it. But if you get up close and you look, I've thinned it. And where I thinned it, new shoots will come out of it. And then the following year, I'll take the taller growing branches, or the ones that are coming out into the walkway, and I will cut inside the plant. But you need to do it just above a leaf or at a crotch, a V or a U-shaped crotch, because where that crotch is, there are dormant buds in there in case winter, with snow, you had winter damage on that plant, and the plant could redevelop a new branch. If you prune it heavy right now, you're going to take most of the new growth out. The plant will still be okay, but you won't have any flowers next year. So what I would do is any of the taller growing shoots that seem to be much larger or sticking out, remove those now and go deep into the plant. And then next year, when the blooming cycle goes by, that's when you would prune them. But you try and do it early so that you don't remove the new growth and the potential flowers. Because if you did it now, all of your new growth is on that plant. And if you cut all that new growth out, the plant will still look good, but no flowers for next season. And what will happen next year, the dormant buds inside the plant will break open and make some new growth. Okay? I hope you understand. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Amber from New Hampshire with a question about her tomatoes.
Amber, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning. I have two questions. And the first one is, actually the two questions, one's regarding tomatoes, the other's cucumbers. But my tomato plants in my vegetable garden, I think a couple of other plants, but mainly the tomato ones, look like something, I mean, the tops of them are kind of, I don't know whether they bit off or something ate them, but it looks like right there, like a couple little sticks sticking out, if you know what I mean. And,
yeah.
And the other one is on the cucumber. I'm just curious about what's the best way, I have an ongoing debate with people about how to stake or trellis or can I use a tomato cage or what when you're dealing with, just like the long cucumbers, the Evermores
right.
or whatever. So there's that, but more importantly is my tomatoes. I don't know what's going on with them.
Okay. Now, on your tomatoes, has it chewed, like taken the whole top off the plant, or is it just chewed individual leaves?
They look like individual, like not just the center stem, but some of the stems that come off on the side. It looks like they don't. There's no evidence of like a partial leaf being chewed. It almost looks like they either ate the whole leaf or the little side shoot, or truly the leader. If you know what I mean, it just looks like a nice clean cut. It looks like a clean cut, like someone pruned it almost.
Okay, if it's a clean cut like that, and that's why I was asking, if it was just a leaf or the whole stem. If it was just a leaf here and there, then it would be insect. But because you've lost the stem, it has to be either a rabbit or a deer or some kind of animal like that that's feeding on the plant. So you need to go to the garden center and get a product like Shake Away or Rabbit Scram. And both of these products are very good. There's a liquid called Bobex that you could actually spray around that plant, and that will work real well. But go down to the garden center and tell them that you need an animal repellent for the vegetable garden. And you'll have to apply it now. And then if we get some more rain, reapply it, because you're going to have to train them not to come into your garden. And these animal repellents like Bobex, Shake Away, and Rabbit or Deer Scram work with smell and taste. And once they've come and they dislike it, they will not come back. But you need to reapply it a couple of times, about a couple of weeks apart. Cucumbers, and especially that burpless, the long, skinny one that when you go to the supermarket, you find them in a plastic bag. They will get much bigger and better if they hang rather than sit on the ground. There, that particular cucumber, if you let it sit on the ground, will curl like the letter C. If you grow it on a trellis, they will grow long and straight. 2 years ago, I was having such a problem with my cucumbers. They grew thick. They grew full. I would go to pick them, and I kept stepping on them and stepping on the vine itself and damaging the vine. And it takes a lot of room in your vegetable garden. So last year, I built a trellis on one end of my garden, and I now grow all of my cucumbers on a trellis. I'm getting twice as many cucumbers. I see them before they get really, really large, because that's part of the problem. If they're on the ground and there's a lot of foliage and you don't see it for 2 or 3 days, they explode and they get to be so big that it's all seed. And I would rather pick them when they're small. The seeds are not as large and they taste much, much better. So by growing them on a trellis, I pick them early. They taste much better. I don't step on the stem, damaging them, and they'll continue to bloom and produce fruit right up into the fall season. So try that. The other thing with cucumbers, when they begin to make fruit, when that cucumber begins on there, if you want to keep them productive, you have to water those plants at least twice a week. They are basically water. And if they don't get enough water, your cucumbers will look like a golf ball. They'll get round, but like a little nipple on the end of it. And they get very, very bitter. That's because they're not getting enough moisture. So water them at least a couple of times a week during July and August, and they will go right up until the fall of the year. If you can fertilize them with a liquid food like Miracle-Gro or the blooming and flowering fertilizer, they will do very, very well. But growing them on a trellis, if you've never done it, you try it. You will not believe the difference compared to growing them flat on the ground. Much better, more effective. You never have big ones because you see everything that's in the garden. Wonderful question. Thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Bernie from Cape Cod with a question about onions.
Bernie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. And you, Bernie?
Good. This is my first time growing onions, and you know the green spiky things that come up?
Yep.
They're all flopping over. Should I stake those? And when? And how long will it be before I can pick the onion itself?
Okay. When you look at your onion plant, is it just foliage, or are you beginning to see a little flower bud appearing on it?
In some cases, I am seeing a little flower bud.
Okay. If you see a flower bud, that's not a good sign, and that's why I asked you. Onions, once they make that flower bud, they are all done growing. And what you want to do is to pull those, and you might as well eat them right now, because that onion, by flowering, is telling you that I'm all done growing and I'm now going to make seed instead of a big fat bulb underground. Growing onions, they love heat and they love sun. And we've had cold, wet, rainy weather and not a heck of a lot of sun. And everybody that I've talked to, their onion crops are behind schedule. They don't need to be staked. They'll come up by themselves. You can fertilize them with a liquid food. And the other thing is, onions should be planted shallow. So that if you look at your onion plant, and it should be no deeper in the ground than one knuckle. It could be you put them in a little bit too deep, but basically the weather.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Goodbye.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
So that problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my priceless alias.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruitflies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit them hard, hit them first. With Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful complex crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Guide Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Blossom from Massachusetts with a question about her hollyhocks.
Blossom, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Oh, hi, Paul. Yesterday, I looked on my hollyhocks, and there were some orange spots all over them, the leaves and the stems and everything. I have no idea what those are.
Okay. That's not good news, Blossom. What you have is called hollyhock rust. And hollyhock rust is like a blister. And when the blister bursts open, it will produce a rusty colored powder that are spores for the future. And hollyhock rust, I think, is probably going to be really, really bad. I hadn't heard anything up until now. When you have cloudy, wet, cool weather, you do get a rust on the hollyhock. And at this stage, there is not too much that you can do. If it's only on part of the plant, pick the leaves off the plant and dispose of it so that it doesn't spread to the other plants in your garden. If it's covering the entire plant and you only have one, then what I would suggest that you do is you can try spraying the plant with like a rose and flower aerosol, not a dust, an aerosol, because you need to get underneath the leaf and spray it directly on the blisters themselves. Rust is a bad problem. And what you need to do in the future, next year, when the plant is only a foot tall, is you need to try to spray the plant on a regular basis every 2 to 3 weeks to prevent it. Again, if it's the whole plant and you only have one, spray it with the rosenflower aerosol, not a powder. If you have others in the garden and they are clean, then pick off all the infected foliage and dispose of it so that it doesn't jump from one plant to the other. But it's caused by all the rain, all the moisture, and the lack of sunshine. And this is a fungus that will destroy the plant. Your leaves will begin to have yellow spots form on the surface. The spots will turn brown, the leaf will curl, and it will fall apart, and it will look absolutely horrible. Where I live in Maine, I'm about 10 miles from the ocean, and I don't know if it's the humidity or the fog that we get fairly often, but at my house, I cannot grow hollyhocks. Every time I've tried, and I mean every time I've tried, I've ended up with that rust on the lower part of the foliage, which is a blister again, and it will destroy your plant. So if you can remove some of the foliage and treat the remaining foliage with a rosenflower spray, that's what I would do. But if you have many hollyhocks, check them right now and clean them as well as you can to prevent further infestation in your garden. Because with the type of weather we're getting, you could infect every single hollyhock. It will not bother anything else, only the hollyhock family. The other thing that you want to be aware of, with all this rain, the slugs are going to go like crazy. And if you go to my newsletter, go to paulparent.com. When the page comes up, on the very top it says newsletter. Click on the newsletter if you don't receive it. And then read this week's newsletter, the story about hosta. Will tell you everything you need to know about slugs. And one of the things that works very well is an aluminum pie plate with beer. When the slug slithers across aluminum, it causes a reaction in his body and it will kill him. But go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and you'll get the information. Have a great week, everybody.